Super 8 Film Festival is a Super 8 film festival where we ask community members to make a film. Super 8 is sold in a 50-foot cartridge, and that's about 3 minutes and 20 seconds long. And we ask people to shoot their film in order, so there's no editing involved. And so they have to sort of conceive their idea, and they only get one take on each sort of take. And they go and they film their film. And in the meantime, they create audio that they think is going to sync up with the film they made.
Okay.
So they have to have a lot of these calculations ahead of time. And so they'll give us their film, and then we get it back on a digital format. And then they don't get to see their film, their finished film, until the night that their film is presented. So you get a lot of people in the theater that are involved with the film, that have made the film, that have actors in the film, all the different sort of aspects of filmmaking. And no one's seen the film except the festival director and Paul and I. And if Paul and I made a film or the festival director has made a film, we added each other. So literally everyone in the theater has never seen the film.
So when someone wants to be involved in the festival, do they have to have an idea first, or can anyone sign up?
Any single person can sign up. We primarily are a community event, but we have had people from New York, Michigan, Canada contact us and ask if they can be a part of the festival. So yeah, if you're interested, we have a window when we have a call for entry. You don't have to have an idea. Sometimes people don't have an idea until the day they're filming.
I assume that it's a lot of amateur filmmakers maybe want to do this, but then have you had any like hardcore professionals that just say, hey, I want to try this?
Yeah, we have. We have a lot of professional people that do it for a living. But the playing field is very even. Because of the format, it's sort of this... I can't really explain it other than it's sort of like dreamlike or magical. It's not super crisp. And so it has these inconsistencies and these little like flaws, but they're not really flaws. It's sort of the magic of it. Mm. And so I feel like Spielberg and a 13-year-old girl in Harrisonburg could capture the same image.
So when they sign up, you give them the film.
Yes.
What about the camera? Where do they find that?
Well, they don't have to find the camera because Paul and I have about 50 cameras.
Wow. Okay. So there's no edits, but they don't have to go 3 minutes stop. I mean, they're still allowed to stop the camera, set up the next shot.
Yep. We've had animations that are like 3,600 individual pictures. That was just complete animation. And we had a couple of filmmaker brothers that did claymation. And it's again, it's every single image is one picture.
But they still only get one chance because you only give them one roll of film.
Yes.
So if they screw up, it's done.
Yes.
Have you ever had anyone screw up and say, hey, sorry, this didn't work?
I think part of the charm of the festival is some of those mistakes end up being like the most beautiful part of the film. And so we always encourage people to embrace the mistakes that happen. If you have a shot and someone walks through the back by accident, you just embrace it because it's like life and it's just like that's what happens. And sometimes some of those happy accidents become the best parts of those films.
So they've never seen their film until they see it at the festival. Have you ever had someone see what they've captured and were completely blown away that they captured this, or were they like disappointed, like, oh, that didn't work out?
I would say more often than not, people are completely blown away because it looks different. I mean, you can look through the viewfinder, you can have all the storyboards in the world, but like, when it hits this thing, this celluloid, you cannot conceive what it's going to look like.
What are the normal, typical films people make? I'm assuming it could be anything, and it's wide ranging.
It's anything and everything. We've music videos, animation, horror films, comedy. There's been some sort of travelogues. There's been some political stuff. It's really the full gamut. It's like whatever you would see in a theater. I mean, it really, it's literally you're going to see every sort of genre.
What can we expect this year? Like, can you give us a little preview of maybe a film you're excited to show, or are you allowed to do that?
I will say this. I haven't seen the films. They just arrived today. So they're literally sitting on a hard drive, and as soon as I leave this interview, I'm going to go take a look at them. But I will say this. I do believe someone tried 3D this year. I'm fascinated by that because no one's ever done that yet. And so we'll see. And I even bought glasses for everyone. And so we'll see what happens.
Awesome. Well, have a great festival this year.
Thanks.
Tim Estep is one of the founders of the Super 8 Film Festival. It's tomorrow and Wednesday at Court Square Theater in Harrisonburg. More information is at WMRA.org. Tim, thanks.
Thanks.